This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, you've probably seen articles with provocative titles like How to Ruin Your Marriage in 7 Steps or How to Destroy a Country. Recently, Victor Davis Hanson provided a list of things you would do if you really wanted to destroy the U.S. First, you would surrender our prior energy independence. That would include reducing oil and gas leases along with canceling pipelines and energy exploration. Second, you would print trillions of dollars in the new currency at the end of the lockdown. Third, end America's physical boundaries. Also remove any difference between a citizen and a resident. Fourth, destroy the public trust in elections. Fifth, redefine crime as one rich man's crime, another poor man's necessity. Six, junk the ossified idea of a melting pot and multiracial society united by common American values and ideals. Instead, you might encourage each tribe, defined by common race, ethnicity, gender, or even sexual orientation affinities. Seven, render the United States as just one of many nations abroad. Eight, neuter the First Amendment. That would mean have the social media silence unwanted free speech. Nine, demonize half the country as semi-fascist, un-Americans, insurrectionists, or even potential domestic terrorists. And 10, never mention the origins of the COVID-19 virus. You know, we can debate how much of this was intentional and how much was merely an accident of poor policy. I have my opinion, and I know you probably have yours as well. But I think we can all admit that if you had planned an agenda to destroy America, you probably would have come up with something like this. And that is why we're facing some difficult times ahead. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.